This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the root's on fire. Wayne Allen Root, the warrior. You relentless conservative warrior, middle-class warrior, always Trump warrior, and capitalist evangelist. First day ever that I've had two shows in one day. That all just started today, because not only do I have this nationally syndicated show with my flagship here in Las Vegas on KBET 790, but now I've got a second show every day from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. Only in Las Vegas, although I should say Vegas and Palm Springs, because Ed Stoltz owns both stations in Vegas and Palm Springs. And so we are on 790 a.m. in Vegas every morning from 10 a.m. to 12 noon with Wayne Allen Root Early Edition. Lots going on. This show is called Wayne Allen Root Raw and Unfiltered on USA Radio. Only show of its kind with no script, no notes, no teleprompter. I'm an SOB. I shoot from the hip. I speak from the heart. I let it fly and I take no prisoners. So I announced our Blue Lives Matter march. And by the way, it's not anti-Black Lives Matter. If you want to march peacefully and talk about the police handling themselves well, I have no problem with that at all. You want to be peaceful, not loot, not riot, not burn, no problem at all. You want to join our march and be friendly, I got no problem at all. But our march is happening on Saturday, and the ticket's been bought and the hotel's been booked for Bernie Kerik to join my march and be my co-leader. Bernie Kerik, of course, the former New York City police commissioner during 9/11. Bernie said he's bringing about 50 cops out from New York, and he's informing police chiefs and retired police chiefs all over the United States to come to my event. This is going to be a big one, folks. This is Tropicana and Las Vegas Boulevard on Saturday, which is June 13th, this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock in the morning. I'd advise getting there early, like maybe 7 o'clock in the morning, and get lined up, because the line is going to stretch for a mile. I'm thinking we're going to have at least 10,000 people there, and we can stretch down both sides of the sidewalk, going down Las Vegas Boulevard and going down Tropicana. And don't forget, it's going to be the last cool day. We got really lucky. Last cool day of the entire year, because Saturday's 93 degree high, 69 low. So at 9 in the morning, it's going to be in the low 70s, which is beautiful. Beautiful day for a 1.4 mile walk from Tropicana Hotel down to Caesar's Palace Hotel to say that we are pro-police, that we support and love our police. This is literally the biggest pro-police march in America. It'll be the first one where we tell people we love the police. And lots of help. I got Bernie Kerik coming out, the former New York City police commissioner. Cops have told me this morning they're coming from all over the United States, driving in from, this morning I think it was Utah, and California cops told me they're coming in, police chiefs. And we've also got City Councilman Stavros Anthony, Victoria Seaman, Michelle Fierro, Mayor Pro Tem, and Randy Sutton of Blue Lives Radio, the voice of American law enforcement. All of them are kind of headlining this event for me. They all wanted to take a leadership type of role in marching at the front, and they will. And Niger Innes has joined the team. Niger Innes, a wonderful, wonderful conservative African-American activist here in Las Vegas and around the country, and a great friend of mine. And we're marching to honor all the policemen and women who have been shot or killed in this country, including wonderful Shay McAlonis here in Las Vegas, including David Dorn, a police captain retired in St. Louis, who was killed. And what this is all leading to, and this is why I thought we had to have this march. Number one, the silent majority supports the police. That's a fact. that the silent majority of this country supports the police, and it's the same silent majority that I believe will come out and give Trump a big victory in November. Well, the pollsters have no clue, and Democrats have no clue, and the media has no clue. And now, and they don't want to speak out, the silent majority, because they know if you speak out, someone calls you a racist, you lose your job, you lose your career. This is the craziest stuff I've ever been a part of in my life. Drew Brees, the play-by-play announcer of Sacramento, name what they said wrong. Nothing. And the other side gets away with vicious taunts and intimidation and robbing and rioting and looting and saying very racist things. And our side says something nice and they try and make it out to be something racist. But here's what it's leading to. If you don't let the world know that we're pro-police, if you don't, then you're going to lose the police entirely. The Minneapolis City Council president defends their plan to dismantle the police and says expecting help when you're being burglarized is a privilege. This is what you're dealing with. You're dealing with absolutely mentally insane, mentally unstable, crazy people. On CNN's New Day today, Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender defended her council's attempt to disband the Minneapolis Police Department. She said, I think in Minneapolis, watching George Floyd's death, it was a wake-up call for so many in Minneapolis to see what happened, which is that our police department is not keeping every member of our community safe. Folks, you can't keep every member safe of anything anywhere. This is the same way they attack Trump. If Trump says one word wrong, then all the other words don't matter. But they never bother to check the words of Rachel Maddow, Don Lemon, Chris Cuomo. They don't check the words of Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, Joe Biden. They only check every sentence and every word of Donald Trump. Nobody checks the other people's words. And they come against you for one sentence off. And in this case, what happened to George Floyd was terrible. I'm on your side. He's got to be charged with murder. And he was charged with murder. That's how great a country America is. But one cop out of line has nothing to do with the country. And all cops. 9 council members from communities all across the city of all different backgrounds, she said, standing together say the system isn't working. And so I think the wake-up of our community is what's driving the council's announcement. And their announcement is they're disbanding the police. And the host on CNN, Allison Camerata says, but to be clear, you're not talking about reform. The word dismantle is different than reform. This is more than reform. This is dismantling. I mean, activists support this are calling this a police-free future. And this councilwoman, the president of the council, 13 council people, and all 13 are either Democrats or Green Party or farmer labor. It's like all communists. And she says, I think one thing folks are asking is to stop investing so much money in this militarized police force and instead invest in things that our community needs. You know, I know the statement was bold, and I stand by that bold statement, but the work ahead of us will be long. It will include every member of our community. And she says, what if in the middle of the night my home's broken into? Who do I call? And this woman, Bender, Minneapolis City Council President Lisa Bender, obviously a communist, or certainly acts like a communist, says, yeah, I mean, I hear that loud and clear from a lot of my neighbors, and I know that comes from a place of privilege, because for those of us for whom the system is working, we need to step back and imagine what it would feel like to already live in that reality where calling the police may mean more harm is done. First of all, what does that mean? You people are mentally ill, and I don't even understand what you're saying. It's gobbledygook, double talk, BS, bullspit. But I think I can interpret it. She's saying that me and my neighbors come from a place of privilege just because you're not poor and you don't have no father in the home, so you're privileged. And for those of us whom the system is working because you're not poor and you worked your ass off, and I guess there is a father in the home, a husband in the home to children, a father to children, we need to step back and imagine what it'd be like. So you can't call the police because the police might come and arrest a person who does that privilege. Can you imagine? And all over the country, cities are following it. I mean, cities all over America are starting to talk about defunding the police, including New York City and Los Angeles. And, of course, Minneapolis we're talking about. It's sick. And they've left themselves with no food. Minneapolis neighborhoods face food desert after looting closes multiple stores. There's nowhere open to go shopping. This happened in L.A. when I lived there in 1992. There's nowhere to go shopping. There is no food. They've screwed themselves. And here's an article. Here's exactly what will happen if police departments are disbanded or defunded. Well, I don't need to read the article. Before I read it, let me tell you what will happen. You ever see the movie Mad Max? You ever see the movie The Purge? Mad Max and The Purge together will merge. The Purge will merge with Mad Max and Death Wish and Charles Bronson. And that's going to be your new reality in the United States of America. Major big cities will be like The Purge at night. You'll have to ride around in a Mad Max armored vehicle. You'll have to lock yourself in at night, not open it till the sirens go off in the morning and the sunlight comes up. And overnight, everyone's going to be killing each other. Without police, you might as well not open up a store. You might as well not ever come out of your house after 6 at night or after dark in the winter. Your kids are not able to walk home from school. There is nobody to stop the animals, the wolves, from coming out in broad daylight or at night to kill and murder and maim and rob and carjack and home invade. I'll read you the article when we get back how they think it plays out. But I'm telling you right now, without cops on the streets, the thin blue line, it's over for civilized society. And so I say go do it. Have at it. Let a few inner cities try the experiment for one day or one week. In the morning when the sun comes up, you'll find the collateral damage. And it's tragic and it's sad because you know police protected whose lives they saved? Black lives. Yes, black lives matter. And police save black lives every night and every day on the streets of inner cities all over this country. Without police, it would be absolute war on the streets 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. War zone. Wayne Allyn-Root, the warrior. This is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you in need of a health care program? You're in luck. As a member of Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community that comes together to share their medical expenses. You can sign up throughout the year with membership starting as early as the following month. There are no contracts, no commitments. There is no network, so you choose your own doctors and hospitals. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has programs for singles, couples, and families of any size. I joined. I'm a member. My 4 children are members. Liberty has saved me $72,000 compared to what I was paying for health insurance over these 4 years. Liberty HealthShare is a non-profit ministry. It is not insurance. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who come together to bear one another's burdens. To find out more, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at libertyhillpublishing.com, or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble. Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past 3 decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big. Finest Known is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Known. Call Finest Known today and reserve 100 silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestknown.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn-Root. In today's world, especially with the economic shutdown and slowdown we've all just experienced, violent crime is on the rise. Will you or your family be the next victims? What if I told you you can learn to protect yourself and your loved ones for free? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there free of charge. Yes, it's true, but there are limited spaces. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge. No hidden surprises or catches. Supply limited. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first free course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Wayne Allyn-Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn-Root, otherwise known as War, the Warrior. I want to read this article with you because I've never read it. Here's exactly what will happen. It's from Zero Hedge. If police departments are disbanded or defunded across America. Instead of reforming law enforcement, many have now decided the best approach would be to get rid of the police altogether. I'm just reading you some highlights. Those who advocate for such an approach seem to believe that most people are inherently good. That if police are removed from the equation, we could just build a police-free utopia. We'd all get along with each other, but there's just one problem. People are not inherently good. That's been true throughout all of human history, and it's most definitely true today. Given the opportunity, there are lots of people that will burn, loot, riot, and harm others without even feeling bad about the pain they're causing to others. By nature, humanity is deeply selfish, and it has not been easy to organize us into civilized societies. But now we've raised a new generation of Americans in an environment where we've rejected the core values that once governed our society. And we're beginning to reap the consequences. Look at what happened to the city of Minneapolis. Large areas of the city have been utterly destroyed. And the Minneapolis City Council has decided the way to fix things is to end policing as we know it. So without any police, who's going to stop criminals from raping, looting, stealing, and killing? If you're reading this, perhaps you're thinking that you will just gun them down if they show up at your home. But what if criminals greatly outnumber your family and they have even bigger guns than you do? I'd add another point to this. Democrats, if their dream comes true, would take away our guns. The police would be either disbanded or defunded or partially defunded. So there's not enough police to answer your call for help. They'll take policemen's guns away. That's what they're aiming for if they can't defund them or disband them. They'll take their guns away like in England, and then they want to take your and my guns away. During the looting that just happened in Southern California, an LA Times reporter asked a few of the looters why they were looting. In response, one of the looters truthfully admitted, "We're doing it because we can." The young man flanked the shattered entry of a ransacked CVS in Santa Monica, where people had swept the shelves clean of everything from diapers to detergent. The man admitted he was a looter. He did not apologize. He said, "We have no other way of showing people how angry we are." Out of the store ran another young man holding a carton of eggs, and then screamed, "We're doing it because we can." If heavily armed police officers had been stationed on every street corner, the looting would not have happened because there would not have been an opportunity to loot. But given an opportunity to indulge selfish human nature, looters gleefully grabbed it. Down in Houston, rioters were filmed attacking a children's hospital. If these young people had been raised in an environment of faith and morality, they wouldn't have done that. But unfortunately, we've been teaching our kids that good is evil and evil is good for decades. So what's happening now shouldn't be any sort of surprise. Taking police off the streets won't solve anything. It will give criminals many more opportunities to commit heinous and vicious crimes. And unfortunately, the radicals running many of our major cities are in charge. And it looks like police budgets are about to be slashed all over the United States. If not defunded and made to disappear, they're going to be slashed. Wow. This is just the most incredible stupidity. More civil unrest, rioting, and looting are coming, and it's going to be a very dark chapter in our history. According to a new NBC News Wall Street Journal poll, 15% of voters think matters in the U.S. are under control. Wow. Former New York City Police Commissioner, who's our next guest, by the way, Bernie Kerik, who's coming to my big event on Saturday, warns 600 cops are on the verge of quitting as the mayor vows to cut funding. Former New York City Police Commissioner told Fox News on Monday that he heard up to 600 New York City cops are on the verge of retiring or quitting following the events of the last 2 weeks because they saw the most violent demonstrations in the country. Well, I don't think they could have been more violent than Minneapolis. Violence perpetrated against police by violent instigators and looters who operated in organized crews. New York City Police Commissioner Kerik appeared on Fox News for the second time in a week to discuss the troubling news. The police morale has been shattered. We're going to hear directly from Bernie in a few minutes as the media and the police have largely ignored the hundreds of cops who have been injured and dozens who have been hospitalized, several killed. One of the most gruesome incidents involved a cop being hit by a car in Brooklyn. Kerik served as Giuliani's police commissioner during 9/11. Giuliani, who participated in the interview with Kerik, relished the opportunity to tear into de Blasio, New York City's mayor. "This action did not have to happen if we had a vaguely competent mayor. This should have been stopped 5 days ago. We watched now over and over again people looting, throwing Molotov cocktails, burning cars, and now putting our police in prison, in hospitals, and virtually no major arrests are made. The mayor should step down. He's incompetent." What happens when you put a communist in charge, a dumb liberal who's really masquerading because they're communists? That's what de Blasio is. That's what all of them are. This governor of Michigan, Mayor Garcetti of L.A., the list is long. The governor of Nevada, oh my God, all of them. They want the economy closed and the looters free.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. A 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And NMLS number 3030.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Meeting with law enforcement officials at the White House on Monday, President Trump has a message for everyone talking about defunding the police.
There won't be defunding. There won't be dismantling of our police. and there's not going to be any disbanding of our police. Our police have been letting us live in peace, and we want to make sure we don't have any bad actors in there. And sometimes you'll see some horrible things like we witnessed recently, but 99.9, but let's go with 99% of them are great, great people.
Ex-Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin will have to come up with at least $1 million to get out of jail. Chauvin also has to agree to certain provisions to make probation. Chauvin is expected to make a plea at his next hearing on June 29th. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Okay. broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas. This is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the Root's on fire, and it seems like the country's on fire as well. I've got a great guest to talk about it, Bernie Kerik. First, let me mention the sponsor of this segment of the show, Liberty HealthShare. You know, I've been with them for 4 years. They've been sponsoring the show for 4 years, but they've been my version of health insurance for 4 years. They're not really health insurance. Liberty HealthShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's an alternative to health insurance that starts as low as $199 per month for a single, up to $529 per month for a family. I joined. I'm a member. My four children are members. This is my fourth year. I've saved $72,000 in premiums. And get this. You can sign up any time of the year. There's no window. There's no network. You're free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, providers. There are no contracts. They've taken great care of me. I give them the highest recommendation. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to libertyhealthshare.org, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot, libertyhealthshare.org/WayneRoot. All right. We got Bernie Kerik here, my good buddy, former New York City Police Commissioner during 9/11 and one of the great experts on policing and law enforcement in this country. Bernie Kerik, welcome to Wayne Allen Root Show.
Thanks, Wayne.
So first of all, you'll be attending the big march on Saturday here in Las Vegas. You did me a great favor, and you're flying 3,000 miles to come join us and to lead the march with yours truly. Thank you, Bernie.
I'll be there.
Tell me what you think about the march, of doing a march to show America that the silent majority still stands behind law enforcement.
Well, I think it's a silent majority. It's much bigger than people anticipate. You know, sometimes I wish they'd be more vocal. But at the end of the day, we have to show the men and women in law enforcement, in policing around the country, that somebody's supporting them. Because right now they're being villainized by these left-wing radical anarchists and these communists, basically, that want destabilization within the country. And the only thing standing between good and evil as it stands today is President Trump and the men and women in law enforcement. So I'm going to be there with bells on. I can't wait. I know a lot of friends out there. I have a lot of friends in Las Vegas, in law enforcement. I'm going to have some friends come from L.A., from San Diego. It's going to be good stuff.
All right. Speaking of L.A. and San Diego, tell me about Minneapolis, because people don't understand how bad the damage is. I mean, the city is, parts of the city anyway, are just destroyed. And now in response to that, you'd think the response would be, gee, we need more police. And the answer is, let's disband the police. And this cancer is starting to spread, not the cancer of rioting and looting, but the real cancer, which is all over the country. They're talking about defunding or dramatically cutting the funding of police or disbanding police. What would America look like if you took the police away or dramatically cut the police in major urban cities?
You know, that's a good way to put it, Wayne, for this reason. You know what it would look like? It would look like communist Russia. It would look like China. It would look like Cuba, Venezuela, and other countries that have basically gone through this. And for anybody that hasn't followed history, pick up a copy of the Antifa handbook, and it talks about the destabilization of the government. It talks about, defunding, diminishing the police, ending the police in the country as we know it, and basically communist ideology that would call for a dictatorship where the government would rule everything. Nobody would have business. Nobody would have corporations. Nobody would have your own property. That's what these people want. That's what they're pushing for. And at the end of the day, I think America has to wake up. And Minneapolis and some of these other cities, they are the first cities to catch wind of it, to get a hold of it. And if you've seen the photos of Minneapolis, it looks like a war zone in Beirut, Lebanon, back in the 70s. Well, this is going to be worse if they defund the police. Who are you going to call, in the event of a robbery?
Ghostbusters.
Somebody, who knows? But at this point, if you can't call the police, I'll end this with this way. the other day I saw one of these things online, these five or six, maybe eight people, they threw a rock at a car. And, you know, there were protesters, you know, but the rioting protesters, not peaceful. They throw a rock at a car, the guy stops. The guy turns around, backs up and comes toward him. And what do? They start screaming, call the police. And I just looked, I thought, you know, they're complete hypocrites. These are the ones denouncing the police, villainizing the police, calling for defunding the police. But God forbid, the second they're in trouble, call the police. They need to think about that.
I travel the country, and also I don't have to travel that much because when I'm not traveling, thousands of people contact me, my fans, every day. Not thousands in general, but I'm saying I get literally hundreds to over 1,000 emails a day, Bernie. And my sense is the silent majority is scared to death. They're all going to come out for Trump. They're all coming out in November to vote Republican, and yet they won't tell anyone. They whisper, Wayne, I'm with you. They don't want to, because they're afraid they'll lose their job or lose a government contract. Or they'll lose their career. Look at Drew Brees. If you speak up, and it's not like you're saying something racist, if you say to knee on the sidelines while the national anthem is being played is unpatriotic and offensive to veterans, what's wrong with that? That's patriotic. Drew Brees almost lost his entire career and had to apologize to his teammates. People are just afraid to speak up. Afraid.
This is the communist ideology.
Right.
And these morons from the NFL that keep promoting, you know, this systematic racism and systematic police abuse and all this nonsense, because the statistics absolutely, unequivocally prove otherwise. What they should be doing, if they want reform, if they want something to protest, you know what they should do? They should protest the slaughter of black-on-black crime in Chicago the last two weekends.
But that, they must think that's Bernie.
Dead last weekend, in 24 hours, you had 18 people dead. They don't have these kind of numbers in Baghdad. But do you see anybody screaming and yelling about it? No. They're diverting from that stuff to the other stuff to make people get off of the Democratic rule, because the Democrats are the ones controlling those cities.
Well, look, I'm with you 110%, and I say these things on the radio every day. Another deadly weekend, by the way, in Chicago. Last weekend was 85 shot, this weekend was 35 shot, and nobody says a word, and there are no protests, but one cop does one bad thing, and the whole nation burns down. It's crazy. But to say it, just to point out the truth that blacks are killing blacks in major urban areas instead of, you know, talking about white cop killing one black kid, and that was terrible. George Floyd, he's not a kid, an adult. It was terrible. But to just bring up that Chicago blacks are being gunned down, it seems like you're open to charges of racism. How is that possible? What's racist about saying you and I are concerned and want to stop the shooting and killing of innocent black people? What's racist about that?
Yeah, it's not racist, but they don't have any option. You know, that's their mantra. That's what they want people to believe. So what do? They continue to pursue the racist, you know, the mindset. You know, everybody's racist. If you disagree with them, you say something that they don't like. No matter what it is, it's racist, and you're a supremacist. Or, you know, or some other lunacy. I mean, some of this stuff is so bizarre. It's kind of strange even to hear it, because you're trying to figure out in your brain. It defies all logic and common sense. But at the end of the day, that's the way they operate, and that's the way they feel they can destabilize the country, and that's what they're trying to do.
And they sound so crazy. We're talking to Bernie Kerik, former New York City Police Commissioner, in one of the, if not the greatest, you know, horrible moment, but important moment in city history in America, American history, 9/11. You were there in an important moment, Bernie. This is a very significant moment. You know, the president of the Minneapolis City Council was on CNN this morning and actually said something to the effect of, if you're being robbed, burglarized at your house, it's white privilege to think that you should call the police on the criminal.
Yeah, well, here's the lunacy of that statement. In New York City, between 1994 and 2002, we reduced overall extremely violent crime by 63%, and we reduced murder by 70%. But in the communities of color, violent crime dropped by close to 70-75%. Homicide dropped by 80%. There was no white privilege. It wasn't about any privilege. It was about where the crime was the highest, where we dispatched the cops to go to reduce the crime, who was the biggest benefactors of the crime reduction in New York City and the Renaissance, the black community. Right. Don't tell me it's white privilege. Don't tell me none of that garbage. When I heard that this morning, somebody asked me this morning, so what do you think? I said, I think she's a kook. I mean, right. I don't even know how to explain that.
Right. Because we have privilege because we live in a house and the other person must be poor. I mean, that must be her thinking, is if you live in a house that you own or even rent, you must have money and resources. That makes you a privileged person, and the criminal needs your money.
Wayne, keep in mind, that's what they want.
That's communism.
They want to keep those communities in total distress. They want to keep those communities suffering in poverty. That's what they're trying to do. That's what they're fermenting, and that's what this whole thing is about.
All right, Bertie Carrick, former New York City Police Commissioner during 9/11, the greatest and most horrible moment at the same time to be a policeman, because horrible, but I mean great, because he was the right guy in the right place to soothe a city that was in so much pain. My former hometown, New York City, a great police commissioner, Bertie Carrick. He will be with us on Saturday for the big event. It is the Blue Lives Matter March in Las Vegas. Starts at 9 a.m. Saturday morning. Bertie will be leading the march with yours truly. Thank you, Bertie. God bless.
Thank you, sir.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root for the Magamall. TheMagamall.com. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, t-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, and other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps is embroidered. Every star and every stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10. That's WAR10 at checkout for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's the, T-H-E, MAGA, mall.com. Themagamall.com.
Our world has changed. When you venture out of your home, face coverings are the new normal. But the kind you use really matters, because not all offer the same protection, and we all want the best protection from dangerous particles and bacteria. A highly recommended consumer covering is the Boomer Naturals 30-Day, 30-Use Protective Face Cover in sizes for adults and children. Made with three cloth layers infused with nano-silver technology, it can reduce particles getting to your nose and mouth. Many studies show how effective nano-silver technology is when used in face coverings. It's also very comfortable, easy to breathe and speak with, and it's made for long wear, breathable protection, even for those with sensitive skin. These face covers can be used up to 30 days. Just hand wash with soap and water at the end of each day of use. Boomer makes these very affordable at less than 30 cents a day. So stock up now for the whole family at BoomerNaturals.com. Use code WARRADIO20 at checkout and save 20%. Get free shipping and handling when you spend $50. That's code WARRADIO20 when you shop at BoomerNaturals.com.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, Mr. Health, and I want all of my millions of fans to be healthy and live a long life so we can save America, American exceptionalism, and capitalism. So, are you in front of a mirror? Did you know that in 1973, a Harvard doctor discovered the greatest single risk factor indicator for heart disease is a crease in one or both earlobes? Strauss Heart Drops has sold more than 1 million bottles over the past 40 years, helping countless people with cholesterol, diabetes, angina, and blocked or restricted blood flow. The best proven indicator of clogged arteries is the earlobe crease. Nature's sign of trouble with plaque buildup. Do you have a crease in one or both earlobes? Heart attack and stroke are our number one killers. Women now suffer 51% of heart attacks. Strauss Heart Drops don't interfere with any prescription drugs. Strauss Naturals guarantees your satisfaction, so you can't go wrong. It's the painless, natural, economical way to clear arteries, vessels, veins, and capillaries. And guess who has the crease in both ears? Yours truly. And guess who's now taking Strauss Heart Drops? Wayne Allyn Root. Order Strauss Heart Drops at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Thepowermall.com.
Raw and unfiltered. Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, the sponsor of this segment of the show, the MAGA Mall. You know, before I even get into the sponsor, I got to vent for a minute. I mean, can you just imagine the response to burning down your inner city is to defund the police and get rid of the police and disband the police force? For what? What is going to be your utopia? You believe that black and people of color type communities filled with people living in poverty, filled with drug dealers on many corners, filled with apartments with no fathers in them, with kids who have dropped out of school and belong to gangs, deadly gangs, violent street gangs, and illegal aliens everywhere, many of whom belong to MS-13, and the only thing standing in their way of just literally taking control of everything and killing everyone like, I mean, madmen. The only thing stopping them is the thin blue line, the police. That's the only keeping society civil. It's already bad, but it would go over the edge. And you say, well, what's an example of that? All over the world there are examples. What do you think's happening in Venezuela? What do you think happens on the streets of Haiti? What do you think happens on the streets of many cities around the world? Mogadishu, Somalia. What do you think happens in those cities? They're run by warlords. They're not run by police. The police have no effect. How about Mexico right on our border? The drug dealers and the drug cartels control the streets of Mexico, not the police. The police are either being paid off by them or they're being hung or shot dead. Judges hung, shot dead. Government bureaucrats who don't go along with them, shot dead. In the United States, that never happens. Nobody kills DAs or judges or police chiefs. That never happens in America. It happens all the time in Mexico. Mexico shares our land, our sea, our air, right? The border's right there. We have the same dirt on both sides. You walk a step, you're on our dirt. You walk a step back, you're on their dirt. You breathe the same air as them at the border. And they have the Pacific Ocean that touches California, touches Mexico, and the Gulf of Mexico touches Texas, touches Mexico. They share everything with us, but their world is so different. And the difference is the police is respected here in America. And the police there is nothing. The drug cartels are in control. You get rid of the police, you cut the police back, you take their power away, you emasculate the police, forget about it. What do they say in New York? Forget about it. Forget about it. Country's done. Finished. Can you imagine? That's what liberals have always wanted. Sponsor of this segment is MAGA Mall. And the key is it's the MAGA Mall. Always remember to put the V in front. The MAGA Mall. The MAGA Mall is your one-stop online shopping mall for great MAGA and Trump caps, T-shirts, flags, face masks, coins, jewelry, other products. They even have MAGA cowboy hats. They pride themselves in offering the largest selection of the finest quality MAGA caps on the market, meaning Make America Great Again, Trump caps, at the most competitive prices, and your satisfaction is guaranteed. The vast majority of the MAGA caps available on the market today are pure junk. The MAGA Mall caps, it's like the Ohio State, are made from premium cotton with the finest embroidery. Everything on their caps embroidered, every star and stripe, the presidential seal, even the president's signature. When you purchase a cap from the MAGA Mall, you can rest assured you're buying the finest MAGA cap made. They have Rolls-Royce caps at Chevrolet prices. Get 10% off your order. Use promo code WAR10, that's WAR10 at checkout, for the highest quality MAGA products. Go to themagamall.com. That's themagamall.com. Again, themagamall.com. Thank you for sponsoring our show. So here's a good article. Hypocrite Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Michigan keeps businesses in lockdown still, but encourages leftists to protest in the streets and joins them. You can't make this stuff up. This is over the weekend. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer continues to prove herself to be the greatest hypocrite in the nation. Well, I say the greatest Marxist in the nation. She has the state in lockdown, businesses shut down, and she goes out and marches with Black Lives Matter protesters. And at the same time, she's encouraging leftists to protest in the streets. Here's her tweet. To those who have taken to the streets to peacefully protest the structural inequities Black Americans face every day, I'm with you. Tonight I urge you to stay home and stay safe. Tomorrow find a peaceful protest to join and make your voice heard. And then here's a tweet from one of her critics. The biggest hypocrite of the award of the day goes to Governor Whitmer, who violated her own social distancing guidelines in a protest march after telling the state that protesting would bring a surge of COVID-19 virus. That was when the protests were average, everyday taxpayers and business owners who vote Republican. God forbid we'd ever have our say. No, you can't march. It's COVID. Can't march. But when the liberals march, and when Black Lives Matter march, no problem. Here's another tweet. This is Gretchen Whitmer. What a woman. She threw Michigan residents in jail, stripped them of their livelihoods if they did not social distance. She called a group of peaceful protesters terrorists, and that means, you know, the Tea Party Republican types. In case you're still wondering if the lockdowns were a vicious hoax to hurt Americans, and then he asked you to, you know, click on a link. If you click on the link, it's her protesting with all the bad people. Whitmer team says the governor didn't violate her own order because she has the right to protest. Oh, that's a tweet by Sean Hannity. Don't forget, the Minnesota City Council, right next door to Michigan, has voted to abolish the police. They want a police-free future. You can't believe what you're hearing. But I think we should let them have it for one night at midnight. It's like the purge. Can you picture the purge siren going off? In the morning, when they wake up, they'll be for the police.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Today.